This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Last week, Alex Morse, the 23-year-old mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, nixed his support for casino developments in the city. His decision came 1 month after he reversed his longtime anti-casino stance, a platform that was a big part of his 2011 run for mayor. Joining me now on the line to talk about the return to his decision not to back casinos in his city is Mayor Alex Morse. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.
So, obvious question, why change your mind again?
Yeah, I think you misstated my position by saying I've nixed my full-fledged support for a casino. I've never been in favor of a casino in the city of Holyoke. All I did on November 26th was say that I've seen a new plan for a casino that I hadn't previously seen, and that in order to do my due diligence as mayor, I would at least have to consider it. And so that's what we've done over the past few weeks. I reiterated on that day when I did tell the public that we'd be considering it, that I remain anti-casino, I remain skeptical, but I want to hear from the people in the city of Holyoke. And so it didn't take me long to realize over the past few weeks that this was not a road that we wanted to go down. I think it's too distracting of an issue. It takes all the energy out of the room, and it makes it much more difficult to work on the very important issues and vision I outlined throughout my campaign and earlier this year. And it's also a very divisive issue that, in a short time span, has already begun to divide the community. And so I didn't think it was worth it. Last week, I put out a statement, apologizing for opening up that can of worms and letting the public know that I should have realized that a few weeks earlier. And so that's where we are today, working very quickly to get back on track and make sure we begin and continue the work that we've already begun.
Well, just for point of clarity, you ran on a platform of anti-casinos because for all the reasons that you're reiterating now, saying, gee, this is just not what our community needs, I believe. And as a result of that anti-casino platform, you were able to beat your opponent because there was a great amount of support for your position anti-casino. Then you changed your mind or began to consider or think about it. But it was actually more than considering because at that point, Mayor, you had accepted some funding from a local development person who was very interested in bringing casinos in town. So it had, you had a time to change your mind and you did again. But at that point, you know, saying that you had reversed your stance was more than thinking about it. There was actually some action on the table toward having thought about changing your mind.
Well, of course, there had to be due diligence. And so we worked closely with our development team and our consultants to initially vet the plans. And so we wanted to make sure, even while we were considering this, that there'd be no cost incurred by the city of Holyoke. And so we didn't ask for money to hire legal consultants to negotiate a host agreement because we haven't, and we've decided not to move forward with negotiating anything. But we did need, just in case we did decide to move forward, to get grants to the city to pay for those consultants. Since then, last week, we announced we'd be returning two $25,000 grants, one to Paper City Development and one to the Iron Horse Entertainment Group, because we've decided not to move forward in that direction.
So let's just talk about what it is that was attractive to you in the moment that Eric Sewer, who was an owner of a former amusement park, the plans that he offered to you that seemed interesting. And that was, if you would explain, there's a part of the town and the area that with this plan looked as though it was about to get a huge boost and a revitalization.
Yeah, I think, unlike the Hard Rock plan, which I saw in January, the timing was much different. And so Eric Sewer came to our director of development in September, late in the game, and I'm not sure as to why he decided to do that. And I was actually surprised that someone would come to me asking to pursue a plan, given my hard stance against casinos. But again, I thought it my duty to look at the plan, have a meeting, and at least vet the plan like I did with the Hard Rock plan that I had seen in January. And so I think, like any mayor, when you look at some of the revenue projections, upwards of $14, $15 million in additional tax revenue per year, reinvestment in other projects in the city, it's at least worth exploring. And so obviously I think the revenue projections alone would make any mayor look twice at their proposal. Also the local connections, and also the fact that we've just put forward an urban renewal plan to revitalize our downtown four neighborhoods, and our redevelopment authority right now has very little money. And so thinking strategically about that. I think number two, it was the lack of a regional approach around the casino issue. There are several companies vying for the license in Springfield and one in Palmer for the Western Mass location. and it's been a very Springfield-centric conversation. And so one of the successes, I think, that have come out of the last few weeks has been the transforming of this from a Springfield-centric conversation into a regional conversation. And so I think moving forward in that vein will benefit the entire region, Holyoke, Northampton, Springfield. I think we recognize that a strong region will benefit all of us. And I think it's important moving forward that we protect Holyoke and other communities from the negative impacts of a casino in the city. And so on the 26th, I thought it was important to send the message that both to Boston and to Springfield is that we want to have a more holistic conversation about both the benefits and drawbacks of this type of development. And I think we've succeeded in doing that. But again, I didn't think it was worth it to move forward and really go down this path for something specifically in the city of Holyoke.
So you're concerned about the possible, and that was one of the reasons why you were considering the businessman's proposal, not just the revitalization, but you thought if you didn't move in that direction, then you would leave your city and area vulnerable to some downsides. So now you're saying there's a downside of having it in, actually, and being in that competitive stance with a casino. Better to go it alone without one and try to protect your community, as it were. What do you think then is going to be the impact? Because as we've been talking here on Boston Public Radio for the last several weeks, there is going to be something in Western Massachusetts, and boy, the competition is steep now. There's much interest there, more interest there than there is for a possible casino in Boston. So given that there's going to be something in your area, what will be the impact now that you've changed your mind and said, no, we will not have a casino and we will not be in competition for that?
Yeah, I think it's important for us to move forward in a very strategic way. Again, I think we've changed the conversation, so other mayors and town administrators are now at the table, and we're working very closely with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission to convene area mayors and administrators to have this conversation. After my announcement on the 26th about considering proposals, I traveled with my Director of Development and City Treasurer to Bethlehem and Allentown, Pennsylvania, to look at the impact of the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, both on Bethlehem and in Allentown, the entire Lehigh Valley. And so we came away from that trip. We traveled with a group of about 30 folks from Springfield, and we all left understanding and realizing the importance of a regional approach to this issue, be it revenue-sharing agreements, working with the community colleges, et cetera. Some of those conversations have happened here in Western Mass, but again, there's much more work to do. I think the timing is perfect in that the Gaming Commission is currently deliberating and defining what a surrounding community means, because the state gaming law didn't dictate or define what that meant, and so we're going to be advocating directly to the Gaming Commission to be considered a surrounding community to both Springfield and Palmer. And the fact of the matter is Springfield and Holyoke don't directly abut, and so we have to go above and beyond and make sure that Holyoke's institutions, small businesses, and people are protected from this development if it is sited there. We're going to be in conversations with other developers and operators in Western Mass in the coming months to make sure that we're protected or involved in some of these plans. Because, again, I don't think it's fair for the city of Holyoke or other communities to get some of the negative impact without any of the potential positive impact of a project of this size. And so moving forward, again, it's protecting the interests of Holyoke at the regional table and directly to the Gaming Commission. So be it, protecting, for example, we're about to kick off a $28 million project for the revitalization of a historic theater in the downtown here in Holyoke. And so we want to make sure that entertainment venues and dollars are also being spent here in the city and not just in already developed Northampton and then the casino in downtown Springfield. And so obviously we have a very economic and social interest moving forward to make sure we're protecting our assets as a community.
I'm speaking with Mayor Alex Morris, Mayor of Holyoke, who ran on a platform of anti-casinos in 2011 and changed his mind to consider having a casino, which was proposed for his town of Holyoke, and then said after that, most recently, no, I don't think I want to go in that direction. In fact, you wrote in Commonwealth Magazine, "I realize that the allure of these short-term economic benefits," referring to a possible casino, "are not worth a protracted exercise that would divert us and cause me to lose sight of the values that got me elected." So he's back to his original stance, Mayor Morris, anti-casino, but looking at a regional solution, which is necessarily going to include a casino in Western Massachusetts, a regional solution that would protect his city of Holyoke economically. So in the midst of your reconsidering, some action took place with the city council. The city council moved to recommend that, you consider casino issues. I'm not quite clear what this means now. Does this mean it just goes to the public anyway, whether you support it or not? And so people in your area will vote on or have the ability to vote on to bringing a casino to Holyoke?
No. Okay. The issue is dead.
Okay.
The state gaming law defines local approval and authority here to be the mayor exclusively. And so the city council has no legal sort of means to negotiate with any developer. And so in order for a casino to come to Holyoke, there needs to be a signed host agreement that goes before the voters. The only person that can sign a host agreement is the mayor of a community. And so it's not moving forward. What the city council did last week was create a subcommittee of the council. And actually, they haven't technically created it yet. It was voted out of committee last week, and it would go up for a vote tomorrow night. And I doubt the committee will still be created, given my position last week. And so that's where we are now. And again, the deadline for prospective developers and projects is January 15th. I don't expect either of the interested parties to put forward $400,000, given the fact that I have no interest in negotiating a host agreement with either of them.
Now, during the period when you were in deep consideration, having accepted some funding from the local business person to consider it a possibility of having a casino in Holyoke, you got a lot of pushback from people who voted for you because of your anti-casino stance. Mm-hmm. In fact, you said you received some 200 email messages, notes, whatever, people quite angry. Give me a sense of what the feeling has been since you reversed your decision yet again, and what that was like being in the middle of all that anger with people who felt and said, frankly, that you had betrayed them. That was the word they used.
Yeah, I think it's important, and I think we'll be able to analyze the situation better in retrospect than we are in the moment. And I think it's an example of the fact that government isn't always clean and simple. The fact that we as elected officials have to deliberate and make decisions in the public realm sometimes make things incoherent and unclear, and the way in which the media portrays that makes it even more unclear. And so I think it's important, again, to pick up the pieces and make sure our message is getting out there. I will tell you, since I reiterated my opposition to having a casino in the city, because at the end of the day, there's only one person that'll keep a casino out of the city of Holyoke, and that's the mayor, and that's a decision I've made, and that's what I promised throughout my campaign. And so at the end of the day, we're making the right decision. But again, my job as mayor is to not always use my personal opinion about an issue before I consider it. And so that's what I did over the past few weeks. Since Thursday, since reiterating my opposition and the fact that I would again, instead of having a casino proposal in the city as a strategy to demand a regional conversation, I think there's a better strategy to move forward, and that's where we're going to focus our energy and time on. And just in a few weeks, I realized, even when we were considering this, that it was very hard to focus on the vision I outlined in January and throughout my campaign. It was very hard to focus on our efforts around the creative economy, around building off the success of the High Performance Computing Center, and that is vital time, and that's the track we want to get back on. Mm-hmm. That's what I told the voters and the people on Thursday, and the reaction to that has been relatively positive. People appreciated my honesty in terms of admitting the fact that I shouldn't have opened up this can of worms, that we want to get back on track and help us get there. And I think one of the most important lessons out of this is, so many folks, volunteered to be on a community committee to deliberate this issue with me and advise me on it. And they're incredibly talented, educated people here in the community, but I want those folks to be involved not just when they're against something, but when they're for something. And so we have to challenge ourselves to think about sustainable ways of developing our economy, creating jobs, expanding our tax base in a better way, and so that we don't have to rely on casino gambling. So again, we want to be able to be supported by the people who live here in the city, and I think this conversation has led to that. And so I'm excited about that opportunity moving forward.
Okay, a couple of political questions. You have characterized this not as a flip-flop. How is that? What do you describe it as then?
I think it's called governing. And, I made it very clear again on the 26th that no deals have been signed, that no decisions have been made, that a new plan had been presented to me in my capacity as mayor. I could have easily have shut the door on Eric Shore and his proposal, but then again, that would not be transparent. Nobody in the public would know that I've seen another plan. And so, yeah, the messaging and communication may not have been effective or successful, but again, I think in retrospect, it was important for me to at least have this conversation. People demonstrated their voice, and I think it was democracy in action. And so, again, we played the process out, and I made the same decision I pledged to voters I would throughout my campaign.
Mayor Alex Morris from Holyoke, no disrespect, but you can understand how it seems that you are immature, not just in age, but politically as a result of this episode. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, people are entitled to their opinions. You know, I think it is mature in the fact that we deliberate an issue and we make a decision. I also think it's mature the fact that, you know, I'm willing to get up there and admit that, hey, maybe we shouldn't have opened up this can of worms, but what is good from this conversation, and how do we recommit ourselves to the vision that we all share for the city? And so there are a lot of great things happening in the city of Holyoke. I'm excited to continue moving forward on those. You know, I think the same people who point fingers and point to my age or inexperience, point to my age and inexperience no matter the issue. And so I recognize that we're never going to have the support of everybody here in the community or anybody regardless. But again, I think it's important to know what you believe in and to move forward with your head held high.
All right. I've been talking with Holyoke Mayor Alex Morris about his reverse stance on casinos in his city. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
And here's Edgar Herwick in the studio.
Hey, Callie, so you were just talking about casinos, and casinos is a place where people go to bet, and betting in this country, a lot of people think of the sport football. Did you have any money on the Patriots game last night?
Sadly, no.
Did you watch the Patriots game
well,
last
no,
night?
Well, no, either.
Did you know there was a Patriots game
no,
last night?
No, I didn't.
Night? All right. There's Kelly Cross.
Three for three. Somebody could have bet on that,
actually. Perfect. Stick around right now. It was a really good game, and we're going to go over some of it, and also some other sports things that are happening with the sports editor at the Boston Globe. So stay with us for it, Callie.
All right. Well, that's Edgar B. Herwick. Coming up with the Sports Roundup, I'm Callie Crossley, and this is Boston Public Radio.